Today is Wednesday, May 18th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I was looking online because I have this, and I've talked about it before, but I have this computer that it was given to me when I was a kid. It's not really a computer. I mean, it's one of those, like, it's a Sears. It's like a Speak and Spell or something like that, but it's called a Computron. And I don't even remember exactly what it did, but there were cartridges. And it had a little screen. It was one of those, like, LED, LCD, like, I don't know, the, like, clocks used to be. Oh, I'm burpy all of a sudden. That's butter chicken from a microwave dinner or for lunch. Anyway, it's on my shelf, but I haven't tried it. I found it in one of those boxes that my parents gave me. You know, they were trying to get rid of all of my boxes that had been up in their attic for years and years and years. And it's likely that it doesn't work. But I was like, oh, that would be cool if it actually were. I put it on my shelf to be decoration. In fact, I could put it on the shelves behind me here in the studio. You know, that would make a lot of sense because I talk about electronic things often. And so it's, you know, putting little knickknacks behind me is, even though I'm not currently doing a video podcast of any sort. But anyway, it's on the other shelf on the other side in my media room, air quotes. And I was like, oh, I wonder if this works. But it requires C batteries. And I don't have any C batteries at the moment because hardly anything takes C batteries anymore. We have D batteries. I don't even know why we have D batteries. We must have had something at some point that, but I mean, most things take either 9 volt, AAA, or AA. Like that, that's generally what you'll find, you know, and I mean, what things use batteries anymore anyway? Like, you know, cameras have their own lithium batteries. I mean, usually things plug into the wall. I mean, I suppose, like this recorder that I'm taking with me on the trip to Alaska to record the podcast, it does take double A's. So I guess there are still things that take batteries, but it's getting to be less and less. Or maybe it's just because we don't have children and most things that take batteries are toys. That could be it as well. So now I've got to buy some C batteries because I just want to see if it works. And then I thought, and there's a cartridge in it. That's like, I don't know, some fashion game or something. Why were my parents buying me a fashion game? That's kind of weird. Oops, I just hit the microphone. But anyway, so I don't know what that game is about. I think there were spelling games as well. It would like spell pajamas or something. And then you would type it in and it would say, yes, that's correct. I don't know. I'm guessing here because it's been so long since I played with this thing, but I just wanted to know. So I started looking on eBay to see if there are cartridges for this thing. And I don't know. I may have found a couple of options, but there are people selling the actual Computron for sure. But most of the listings that I found say they either don't say if it's working or they say we haven't tested it to see if it's working. We haven't put batteries in it. And so, but I was just looking because I already have one. You know, I don't want to buy another one, but I thought, oh, maybe I would buy a couple of more cartridges if somebody had some working cartridges. That would be kind of cool. This is assuming that it's working, which it may not be. I have another thing called an Armatron that's like a robotic arm that came from Radio Shack. And that's another thing I want to test and see. Is it still, you know, working once I get some batteries? I want to see, is it still working? Because that would also be cool to just, you know, I don't know, play with occasionally. All right. So yesterday after I talked to you guys, I worked out for an hour. I watched more Night Court. I'm almost all the way through season 2 of Night Court. And my favorite bailiff, you know, the bailiffs on Night Court were, the original bailiffs were Bull, and Selma. And Selma was this short, skinny, old woman. Cranky, kind of curmudgeon-y sort of old woman, you know? And then Bull is really tall and skinny and like lurch-like, you know, for lack of a better term. But Selma was replaced by a different bailiff in season three. And it's because she died. The lady died in between the second season and the third season. But it's interesting because, you know, they have characters. So the characters that are kind of from the beginning are the judge, Harry, who for the life of me, I can't remember the actor's name now. And his name may be Harry. I can't remember. He's no longer alive. But then there's Bull, who's the bailiff. And there's Dan, who's the prosecuting attorney. But until, I don't know what season it was, but until season three or four, maybe, they didn't have the normal, because the normal, the defense attorney that everyone always thinks of is, I think her name was Christine or something like that. Anyway, that everyone thinks of from Night Court, she wasn't on there in the first two seasons. I don't know if she's gonna, now, she was in one episode. She was just like a guest, you know, star or something. And I haven't looked it up, but I assume she's going to be. So we're going to change to Roz as a bailiff in season three. And then at some point we're going to bring in Christine as a defense attorney. But so anyway, I watched that, worked out. I cooked adobo chicken and I made ramen noodles to go with it. Just as a kind of a difference from rice. It's either rice or noodles, pretty much. Made, we had some frozen pot stickers, so I cooked a few of those just to have as like a side item. And finished that, we ate, and we watched TV. Nothing much else. And then today, it's going to be a similar thing. I am kind of looking for last minute things that I need for my trip. I've decided that I'm quarantining myself from now until I'm going on the trip, basically. So I'm not going to orchestra rehearsal tonight. I'm not going to play in church on Sunday. And then I leave next Wednesday. So, and then, you know, so I'm just kind of hanging around the house. I'm trying not to do much around people. Because I don't want to catch COVID. I keep reading these things that it's going up and up and up and new variants and, you know, the vaccines are not effective against these B2.1.2.4, whatever, you know, all of that. And I'm not scared, but they won't let you on the cruise ship if you've got COVID. And so anyway, so I'm trying to protect myself from that. And trying to figure out what I need though for this trip. I'm a horrible packer. I don't have a lot of clothes that fit me right now, but I don't know if I want to buy a bunch of new stuff because maybe eventually I'm going to lose a little bit of weight. I mean, this is you guys know me. I'm a yo-yo back and forth. But I am looking, you know, I do need a new jacket, like I said, and so I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do for that. And it's likely I'm going to have to just buy something in person because it's getting a little bit too close to the trip to order stuff online and risk it not getting here. So I need to do that rain jacket. And I think I want to do a puffer jacket. One of those that, you know, can crunch down to be really small. And I don't know what I'm doing for dress up because we have like a chef's table thing. My jacket doesn't fit me. My suit jacket doesn't fit me right now. And I don't want to buy another one. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to work out right after this. I'm not cooking. We're going to get Chick-fil-A so I can get a grilled chicken sandwich. And then we'll just, you know, watch more TV tonight. And I've got to get up in the morning. Mark is flying to Houston tomorrow to get his visa for our Europe trip. And I have to take him to the airport at 4. That's going to be a pain in the butt. But I don't want him to have to go by himself and park in the garage and pay for parking and all that. I'm going to take him. But it's going to be a pain in the butt getting up that early. I don't like getting up early. I don't. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.